Car 134. 134, cancel your last call. 135 will handle. Tom 60 stopped turning the dial and listened. He was far over on the right side of his radio and was for the first time aware that it could pick up police calls. The book he was reading had failed to hold his interest. He put it down and lit a cigarette. 42, station call. 1047 South Kashmir. 218 MT, clear. The signal faded in and out. 60 leaned back in his chair, listening with only half his attention. He had been in town to study a plan for moving an industrial plant to San Bernardino, and the study was complete, his report written. At 32, he was successful, single, and vaguely discontented. With only hours remaining of his stay in town, he was profoundly bored. His work had given him no time to make friends, and he had seen too many movies. Waiting got on his nerves, and he was leaving in just 48 hours for Bolivia. All units, stolen truck. Commercial. Charles Henry. The voice trailed off again, and 60 turned in his chair and poured his glass half full of Madeira, then relaxed. The dispatcher's voice came in suddenly. 179, Redondo and San Vicente. Neighbor reports a man hurt, a woman screaming. Tom 60 sat up abruptly. That was only two blocks away. He sat still for a moment, but boredom pulled him to his feet. He shrugged into his coat and, hat in hand, stepped out the door. Upon reaching the street, he hesitated. What was he rushing for? Like a 10-year-old kid after a fire truck. But why not? He was doing nothing, and the walk might do him good. He went to the corner. He could hear no screaming, although far off he heard the wail of a siren approaching. He turned the corner and started for Redondo, but just before he reached it, he saw a girl cutting across a lawn, coming toward him. Her coat was open, hair flying, and she was running. She was in the middle of the street when she saw him. She slid to a stop, and in the light reflected from the corner, her face seemed set and strained. Her right hand was in her pocket. "What's the trouble?" he asked. "Do you need help?" "No," she spat the word. But a glance over her shoulder and her manner changed. She came up to him quickly. "Sorry, I do need help. But you frightened me. I just got away from a man." "The police are coming. There's nothing to worry about now." She paused, listening to the siren. "Oh, but I can't meet the police. I simply can't. My parents would hear." She caught his arm impulsively. "Help me, won't you? Daddy and mother didn't know I was out." They were walking back toward the corner he had turned. A siren shrilled to a stop somewhere behind them. She clutched his arm. "Do you live close by? Can't we go there? Just until the police are gone? I fought him off, and he fell. He may be hurt. Take me to your place. Oh, please." Tom 60 shrugged. No use letting the kid get into trouble, and it would be only for a few minutes.